Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
I've been starting my day off with this weird thing. You know, the fuzzies, the fuzzy feeling you get when you, like, you know, sit on the toilet for too long or
okay. You
bash your elbow. Yeah, I got that on my foot just randomly, and it wasn't because of anything. Yeah. I got out of the house, went to go into my car, and then, like, I started limping for a sec because my foot felt weird. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Things are falling asleep.
Yeah, my foot still has the fuzzies. It's been, like, 20 minutes. It's not as bad as it was when it started, I should say that, but it is a little bit weird feeling, and I don't know if I like it.
Fox FM's Eddie Q.
Physically distant, yet still closer than you'd like.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q and Reader hanging out with you today on Friday.
Yes.
Oh, it's great. The weekend is here. And you know what I'm very much looking forward to? Now that we're in May and summer's approaching, temperatures are rising, it also means food trucks, baby.
Yeah.
I'm excited for food trucks. I miss them so much. Yeah, they're not available in the winter. It's just obvious. It's just too cold for them to come into town and, you know, create some hot food.
It's nice to be able to just grab a bite and sit outside somewhere and have something to eat.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that I like about those food trucks. It's because they're usually just out on a parking lot or in a park somewhere, mm-hmm. and you just walk up, grab what you want to do. It's obviously made fresh there. It's almost like a local restaurant, but in a truck, and you just grab your stuff, sit on a bench, and just munch away.
They're kind of like a little oasis in the desert. Like, you're yeah. just walking around thinking, man, I'm kind of hungry. I could go for something right now. And then all of a sudden you see it, and
the golden water,
yeah.
aka fries and everything else. It's the same thing when I was a kid when it comes to ice cream trucks. You know, you're just walking down the street or you're just in your house and all of a sudden you hear that ice cream truck music playing away.
What, did you have an actual ice cream truck?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know that I've ever seen one of those in my lifetime.
Really?
No, but it was always the little Dickie D man riding around on the bike with the big freezer on the front.
Oh. I've almost never seen those.
That's what I've seen before. Yeah.
Those are so cool. I love those ones as well. But yeah, we had the actual ice cream trucks, and I like those because, you know, the loudspeaker of the music. And so
it's like, ice cream, we've got ice cream here.
Mom, give me $5, please. I want to get some of that, like, the SpongeBob popsicles and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, no. Trucks in general, food trucks or ice cream trucks, everything else in between. Mwah.
Eddie Q on Fox FM. He wrote that himself. 4 days to come up with something, and we got just that.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM.
What?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. And you?
Doing well.
Who are we speaking to?
Otto.
Otto? You here to try to win that barbecue prize pack?
Absolutely.
How sweet would that be, eh?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to kick off your summer, you know, with a free barbecue, some free meat, and free drinks. I mean, I would love that right now, but Otto, you might have a chance to win that.
Right on, that's excellent.
Alrighty, well, Otto, you're officially qualified to win that barbecue prize pack. We'll be drawing the winner June the 25th. So all you have to do is just sit and wait from now, and you might get that lucky phone call or text.
Awesome. That'll be right in the middle of lake season. Perfect. Thank you.
Perfect timing.
All right. Best of luck to you, Otto.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
If you can hear this, it means Eddie Q left the studio to grab more coffee. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So there's this website called Credit Card Genius, and I guess they compiled a list of best cities to live in Canada. And they do it on a factor of things. It includes, you know, cost of living, average price, prices of houses, rental costs, crime rate, etc. I'm not going to do the whole list. It is very long, but just going to do some highlights. So apparently, the best place to live overall in Canada is Quebec City.
Huh.
But that might come with a drawback. Quebec City is a very francophone city, so if you speak only English, good luck living there.
Okay.
They also had like the cheapest house, which is in St. John, New Brunswick. But I also took a look. They get around 240 centimeters of snow a year.
Hmm.
That's quite a lot. And they also, yeah, and then like a third highlight, their cheapest place to rent is apparently in Edmonton, which I was kind of shocked about because it's a big city and usually big cities have high rent costs, but...
Yeah, I don't know. These places, you know, there's always a different agency coming out with a different list of things like this.
That's the thing, right?
And one will say one place, and one will say another, and none of them are ever in agreement.
Yeah,
and
there's always a new best city to live in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I say the Parkland's pretty good.
Best places to buy pierogies? Yeah, yeah. Parkland. Best places to go campsites?
Oh, camping, also right outdoor here. Pursuits, hunting, fishing. You want to play golf? We got some beautiful golf courses in the area. Ski hills in the winter. I mean, it's just great. The open skies. You got short commutes living in here.
Not bad.
Pretty rare. You know, if you're working, you're going to have to drive maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes to work or something. You're not going to be stuck in rush hour for an hour or more, anything like that. None of that silly stuff. It's everything is right here.
Yeah.
Just right where we are. And the best part, the people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
friendliest people in the country.
You heard it from Reader. Parkland is the friendliest people in all of Canada.
Prairie living.
Forget the credit card genius. We got Reader genius over here.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Today, Weezer, if you're a big rock fan, Weezer came out with a new album called Van Weezer. It came out with a few different songs. We took a listen to a couple. They sound like a regular Weezer song, but the beginnings are like some tributes.
Yeah, I mean, the album is called Van Weezer, and the one tune we listened to sounds very Eddie Van Halen as it starts out. A lot of tapping and just, you know, guitar fireworks and stuff. Then another song that we were listening to, the start, I'm like, are they covering Crazy Train?
But they were.
No, yeah, it started out like that and turned into another song. Not bad, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It might take a few listens to kind of get into it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But there are, and it is funny because there are a lot of really big Weezer fans, and I think you were reading like a tweet or something which said, how do you know if a Weezer fan's a Weezer fan or something like that?
How do you tell a Weezer fan? No, they'll tell you.
Yeah, that's the thing. There are some really big fans when it comes to that kind of stuff. Yeah, no, absolutely. But it made me think about that, and I don't know if there are a lot of bands or artists or stuff like that I'm like really obsessed with, you know, where I listen to them religiously.
Yeah.
I stand for them basically, you know, but there are, you know, a few out there for me. Like, for example, here, I'm a big fan of, these are some artists that people might not know that much about, but Childish Gambino.
Okay, yeah.
Grandson, which we play here on Fox FM, some Kendrick Lamar, Chainsmokers. It's weird. And also, this is going to sound weird to everybody else, but Skrillex, I'm a really big fan of him. But that's really it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I listen to a lot of different stuff. Probably if I had to pick two favorites, it would be the Rolling Stones and Oasis.
Yeah.
Two, and I mean, one is still going, surprisingly, the older of the two bands.
Yeah.
Of course, Oasis hasn't been a going concern since about 2009, but every once in a while, there'll be, you know, maybe an unreleased track will come out and everything.
Yeah.
And I will just,
get excited. That's
and,
the thing.
And I mean, both the brothers, Noel and Liam, are doing their own things, and they're both putting out new music all the time, and I really enjoy all of it, too. But yeah, those are probably the two where it's like, oh, they got something new, I'm all about that.
Yeah, and you get super hyped up when a new track comes out. And these are the type of artists or bands that you'll listen to their albums fully, you know, because you like their music so much. And again, I'm not like that with a lot of artists, but there are just a few. I'm wondering about everybody else, though. Are there specific artists out there or bands that you would religiously listen to and you get super excited if they come out with a new release? Well, let Reader and I know. You can give us a call or a text at 306-783-3699.
That hairy blob in the distance is not a Sasquatch.
It's just Fox FM's Eddie Q. And let's be honest, Bigfoot is way taller.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM.
Hi.
Hi there.
Who are we speaking to?
David.
David. How are you doing today, David?
No, not too bad.
Ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be super nice. You know what would be even nicer, David? If you won a $1,500 barbecue prize pack, which includes a free barbecue, meat, and drinks in a cooler.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Of course it would. All right, you are officially qualified, David. All you have to do now is just basically wait until June the 25th. That's when we draw the winner. Make sure to keep your phone on you that day because, yeah, you might get that really lucky phone call or text and say, hey, congrats, David, you won.
All right.
Well, best of luck to you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Eddie Q on More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM.
On and off the air, we've been talking a lot about some stuff like, you know, food trucks and ice cream trucks and even music in our childhood and whatnot, our teenagehood. And for some reason, this is getting me feeling nostalgic, especially now that we're entering a new month and it's getting warmer. I miss doing some good old-fashioned outdoor activities such as, and I'm very much talking about chalk. You know, chalk on the sidewalk, chalk on the driveway and stuff like that. Dude, I missed it. I used to do hopscotch all the time on my driveway and it just did some good old fashioned sidewalk and driveway art with the chalk.
Cool.
And it was so fun to do.
We never did that so much because, I mean, out at the farm, we just had a gravel laneway. So we didn't really draw much with chalk on the gravel. But I get to see it lots now with my nieces and nephew. Quite often, you know, if I go and visit during, you know, once the weather's nice and they're out playing in there, all over the whole driveway and the sidewalk around their place and stuff, always covered in chalk drawings. And it's pretty awesome.
It's fun. Even in elementary school, whenever we had recess, we would all get some chalk and whatnot. We had some chalk and bucket and whatnot, and we would do all the cool stuff. But the worst part was if it rained like a day or so after,
washed it all.
Yeah, it was really sad. But I also noticed in my garage, I guess whoever used to live there previously, there is a box of chalk.
Oh, there you go.
who wants to have a hopscotch party at Eddie's place? You're invited, Reader.
A nice hot day, you can crack open a beverage and just go out and draw on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.